Joe Biden vows to pass legislation making Roe the law of the land. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 7, 2020. Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden said, if elected, he will make the only responsible response to confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, which, he said, is to ensure legislation passes that makes Roe v. Wade the law of the land. On Monday evening, during an NBC town hall in Miami, Florida, Biden responded to a question by Cassidy Brown, who works in sports marketing, that expressed her concern about her inability to obtain birth control and an abortion should Amy Coney Barrett be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Number one, we don't know exactly what she will do, although the expectation is that she may very well move to overrule Roe, Biden answered. The only responsible response to that would be to pass legislation making Roe the law of the land. That's what I would do. In posing her question to Biden, Brown used the language of the abortion industry. She never mentioned the word abortion, but employed, instead, the euphemism reproductive health care. I knew whenever I was graduating high school and entering college that I wanted to obtain my degree and start a career before starting a family. Having access to birth control and safe reproductive health care was imperative in making that true for me. So, considering the new Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett, what are your particular plans to protect women's reproductive rights in the U.S.? Brown also presented two common false narratives of the abortion lobby in her question. First, she stated she would be unable to have a career without having access to birth control and safe reproductive health care, aka, abortion, and, next, that, somehow, her access to birth control is at risk. Supposedly, if Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court and weighs in on the future of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. The first abortion industry narrative advances that women should not abstain from sex to avoid becoming pregnant. Instead, they should obtain free birth control, and, if that fails, have unfettered access to abortion. Both birth control and abortions can be obtained at Planned Parenthood. Second, the abortion lobby created the narrative that employers who objected to paying for contraception and health insurance plans are sexist. After Obama-era Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius administratively inserted birth control into Obamacare as an essential preventive service and made contraception a mandate. Of course, inexpensive birth control was always available to women prior to Obamacare, and would still be available should the Affordable Care Act be dismantled. President Trump has already addressed the issue. In a press release in September, Planned Parenthood vote said its new six-figure ad buy to protect the legacy of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg shows what is at stake if Donald Trump is allowed to fill Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court with a nominee hostile to reproductive freedom, civil rights, democracy, and health care, continuing his takeover of the federal judiciary. Planned Parenthood votes also admitted why the abortion industry is anxious to stop the dismantling of Obamacare. Affordable Care Act, referring to Barack Obama's signature legislation as the biggest advance for sexual and reproductive health in a generation.